Welcome to the Astrology University podcast, helping you find insight, inspiration, and meaning through the study of astrology. And now, on to the show. Well, hello, and welcome to the Declination Report, where I give you an overview of the main transiting declination aspects every month, as well as some advice about how you can navigate the important declination events that are unfolding. And I'm your host, Tony Howard. Check out the accompanying blog post on Astrology University for a full list of the major declination aspects and dates for this month. Now, if you're brand new to declination and you just want to know what it is, check out my blog post, What is Declination, at Astrology University. Well, with that, let's go ahead and get started. As October kicked off, we were just wrapping up our Mercury-Neptune story from last month. If you tuned into last month's declination report, you know that Mercury, Mars, and Neptune were moving in and out of declination aspects, linking their significations in a really interesting story. Now, at the tail end here, we wrap up this planetary conversation with Mercury contraparallel Neptune while also opposing it. So the story's not over yet. When Mercury makes a hard aspect to Neptune, it often feels a lot like Mercury retrograde. So if you had that feeling like, wait, I thought Mercury retrograde was over, but it sure seems like it isn't. Maybe you were having some communication breakdowns or confusing interactions. Well, you weren't imagining it. Now, we have a peak of this energy on October 3rd, but we're not quite done yet. Mercury will form a parallel to Neptune on October 10th before finally moving into some slightly different territory. Now, these 2 days are peak days for imaginative exploration or creative writing, really good use of Mercury-Neptune aspects. On the 3rd, this process might be set off by interactions with another person who might perplex you in some way. Just take note and tune into your non-linear perceptive tools. We're used to the linear perceptive tools, what's kind of making sense. But with non-linear tools, you're going to pay a little bit more attention to what you're feeling, even if it doesn't make sense in a rational way. Mercury's in Virgo, so take in the info and then start that process of distilling it down into something useful. Mercury's going to move into Libra soon after that, and on October 10th, you might have an opportunity, a little bit more of an opportunity, to do something creative with that energy or with your experience, even if it's going on an inner journey. Now, since Mercury moved into Libra, you might also want to allow reflection on alternate points of view to your own. Sticking with Mercury, Mercury makes a change in state this month too, as it moves from north to south declination around October 7th. Mercury's crossing 0 degrees of declination, and this is a point that astrologers who work with declination have noted as having a special emphasis. There can be a feeling of taking some idea, we're talking about Mercury here, and carrying it with you into a deeper experience as Mercury kind of goes south, so to speak, or maybe you're just taking that idea into more focus or awareness. You're mulling it over a little bit more over the weeks to come. The moon's out of bounds from October 4th to October 8th, and also from October 18th to the 22nd. We're in a period of time right now when the moon's going out of bounds regularly, about twice a month, and the length of time that it's spinning out of bounds is a little bit more than usual. But the two sets are pretty different each month. Of the two that are happening every month, you're going to want to pay a little bit more attention to the one that includes the moon in Cancer, because you're going to want to be aware of an increase in subjective energy and experience. And this is especially true if you're just more of an objective person normally, because that'll feel like a little bit more challenging to integrate. Now, this might take the form of others around you seeming to be making emotional accusations that don't make sense to you, or maybe you find yourself suddenly swept away yourself by some emotion in a way that feels uncharacteristic to your regular nature. Either way, there's a message here. Resist the temptation to try to make sense of it too soon, but also resist the temptation to instantly react, especially if you're taking a more defensive stance. Reach out to others for clarification instead. Cancer's cardinal, so reaching out to get feedback from others, to check in with others, is a really important part of the Cancer process. Do this with openness and with sympathy as well to activate or actualize the best of Cancer. And then take a beat before reacting. Ask yourself, or just check in, like, what's going on inside you as the other person's sharing their experience? What are you feeling as they share that? Take stock of everything, even if it doesn't totally make sense. and then spend a little bit of time processing before you respond. Maybe even consider waiting until the moon comes back in bounds, which only means you have to wait just a couple of days, so easily doable for most of us. Now, the period of October 18th to the 22nd includes the moon in Capricorn when the moon's out of bounds, and the Capricorn moon helps us become aware of any dependency issues that we have, and it helps us cultivate tools for self-nurturing and responsibility for our own feelings. Of course, this is all relative to whatever is going on in your natal chart, and it's just a general overlay. There are several declination aspects that I won't have time to talk about today, so check out my blog post for the full list. And this includes a few contacts between the inner planets Mercury, Venus, and Mars throughout the month. And if you're somebody who likes to kind of stay abreast of where the creative potentials and opportunities are, these are some great aspects to tap into. But I do want to say just a few words about late October, when we have Mars contraparallel and opposite Jupiter around October 23rd, and then Mercury contraparallel and opposite Jupiter just a couple of days later, for just a mini declination lesson. When planets are contraparallel and opposite, it's kind of like having a super opposition. You can think of it like that. Oppositions and contraparallels tend to help us more clearly see challenges that are facing us. We get a more clear idea of what the challenge is. We can see it right in front of us usually. We also get a sense of other points of view with more clarity than maybe we've had up until that point. Maybe something comes to light, or something comes to a head, or maybe we're literally facing off with someone else in a way that helps us get more clarity about our own point of view, even if it stands in contrast to theirs. Maybe we stand our ground in that moment, or maybe we come to a compromise. Maybe we collaborate by making some kind of consolation to our point of view or desire. Around the 23rd, if you're feeling some heat, hint Mars, and this might mean either passion or anger or both, or something else Mars related, you're probably in the Mars role yourself in that opposition, which means you're facing off with Jupiter in Taurus. So think about what that means. Both signs are fixed. So this one implies that compromise might be a little bit harder than it sounds. Aim instead, in this opposition between Mars and Jupiter in fixed signs, for hearing the opposition and expressing your point of view with solidity, you know, be the best of fixity, but try to turn the volume down on stubbornness or too much of an impulse to control the outcome. Even if a conversation feels like it's at an impasse, use this time to get some insight about what might be a better strategy going forward. It's always a great approach with fixity too. Earlier I was talking about taking a beat with cardinality. You want to take a long beat with fixity. So take a step back, stand back, take some time to digest and process. And especially when Scorpio is involved, take as much time as you need. As this aspect begins to dissipate in the days and weeks to come, that seemingly impossible impasse might start to shift as a door opens to collaboration that you couldn't see at the time in the weeks to come. Around October 28th, there's a shift from a battle of will, Mars, to a battle of ideas or ideology, as Mercury is in that opposition with Jupiter. Give more space for conversations then, even if they're hard ones. The other person might have a piece of information or a sense of meaning that you could actually benefit from hearing, even if it's not landing well in the moment. Well, that takes us to the end of this month's declination report. And to learn more about declination, check out my course, Intro to Declination at Astrology University. I hope you're able to make good use of the planetary energies this month. And until next time, take good care. Thanks for tuning in to the Astrology University podcast. I'm the founder, Tony Howard. Head over to astrologyuniversity.com, where you can find webinars and courses to help deepen your study of astrology. Study with some of the best astrologers in the field, and check out our diploma program for those of you interested in working professionally or in developing the skill to analyze charts for yourself, your friends, and family. Hope to see you in class soon, and until then, take good care.